It's time for Distorted View Dance Party!
Wednesday, August 25th, 2010, coming up on the program today, when you suck on a used condom, yeah, bad things are gonna happen. Plus, jizzing on the back of your patients, and Amish incest and cow fucking. Quite possibly the world's most perfect news story. All of this was your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy LaWanda Page Henson, this right here is Distorted View Daily. Yes, I was named after Aunt Esther from the 1970s sitcom Sanford and Son. Because when I was born, my parents said, oh my god, he looks like an ugly old black woman. And I still do. Ting! I have got a great program for you, lots of porn-related audio. But before we get into that, was it yesterday on the program or the day before? DV listener Spider called into the voicemail line, answering some of my questions about blood play. And, of course, I am very naive when it comes to sex. I still haven't had any of it, but that's due to my Christian upbringing and values, not because I can't get laid. None of you believe that, right? One of these days, I'm going to come up with a convincing explanation as to why I can't get my dick wet. But for right now, just patronize me and say, yes, Tim, you're a good, God-fearing servant of the Christian army.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. And when the sky was starless in the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that
our
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
All right, that's enough. I think I adequately proved my Christianness to you. I love just screaming words instead of singing them in songs. Judgment and wrath! He poured on us Sodom! All right, I'm gonna start doing that. Go to karaoke night and just scream shit. All right. Quite frankly, at this point, I don't remember what I was talking about. Oh, yes, DV listener Spider called into the voicemail line, answering some of my questions about blood play. From Our God is an Awesome God to sexual blood play in 2.2 seconds. That's the Distorted View difference. Ting! Yeah, I was fascinated about blood play because I don't know a lot about it, and the only thing that I really have read on the subject is those people that write Craigslist ads. You know, I read them on the program occasionally, personal ads, guys looking for sex, and in the personal ads, they'll say, I'm into anything. The more wild, the better. You want to piss on my face? Go for it. You want to squeeze my balls until they pop? Sure, why not? Cheesy dick? Drippy yeast infection? Sure, I'll lap it up, whatever. But then, after, you know, listing and illustrating that they will do anything sexual in nature, they always add at the very end, no scat or blood play. Those are the two things that are always off limits. And I know what scat is, believe me. If you are a longtime listener of the show, we've been dealing with scat for years now. We love it here at DV, like a pig slut and shit. But I wasn't sure what blood play was. Do you like the taste of blood? Do you just like the feeling of being hurt? What? So DV listener Spider happens to be into blood play. And when callers call into the voicemail line and say, oh yes, I'm a scat freak, or I'm a blood freak, I automatically think they're lying. I'm sorry, I just don't trust you people. I'm sure you guys do too, right? Because you can call and say anything, right? But anyways, Spider emailed me. He says, yo, Timmy, you wanted a picture of my back, because in the voicemail he was talking about how he loved girls just tearing the shit out of his back. And so he included a picture. And I'm making it today's album artwork, and holy mother of fuck, his back is messed up, man. I mean, like, there are layers upon layers of, like, bloody scratches. His whole back is at least pink. And then some are darker red. There's even some open, like fresh scratches and stuff, bleeding, and oh, it's wonderful. So check it out on today's album artwork. If for some reason you can't see the album artwork, if you're not using iTunes or something, I will post this on my Twitter account. So you can just go to twitter.com. My name is at DistortedView, all one word. Not very creative, but your personal cum dumpster was already taken. Moving on now, I've got some great audio, like I mentioned at the top of the show, all porn related. The first clip here was sent in by DV listener Cameron. Thank you very much, Cameron, for this. It's unique in that it takes place in a courtroom. Like, this is a gritty television crime drama. It's Law and Order Special Vagina Unit. Yes. They are not fucking around here. This is very serious. They're trailblazers in the courtroom procedural genre. All right, so the beginning of the clip here starts off with some testimony from a whore. Here we go. We enter a courtroom.
Mrs. Collins.
Oh, wait a second. There, that's much better.
Mrs. Collins, I know this is hard for you, but can you please tell us about your pussy?
I suffer from a condition called vaginal relaxation.
Loose pussy?
I love how the lawyer is like, let's talk in layman's terms here so the jurors can understand. What you have is a loose twat.
Loose pussy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It's mangled.
My pussy's blown out.
Or blown out, sure.
It's destroying my life.
Where's Munch at?
In my marriage.
Have you tried Kegel exercises, or looked into laser rejuvenation surgery?
Yeah. Maybe just some vajazzling to distract from the loose lips.
Yes, we've tried. It's just no use. Mm. I need a vaginal transplant.
Does such technology exist?
I need to feel good about myself. I need a new beginning, so to speak.
Thank you, Mrs. Collins. Nothing further.
Mrs. Collins.
Uh-oh.
Do you recognize this?
Well, now he's holding up a giant vibrator.
It's a dildo.
Or dildos.
Very true. Look closely. Is it your dildo, Mrs. Collins?
Yes, it's mine.
See, that would be great if the jurors all gasped.
It's one big ass.
This is explosive testimony!
It's one big ass dildo, Mrs. Collins. Can you tell us about it?
It's the Jerry T. Turbo Cunt Stretcher. 10 inches long, 5 inches in diameter, 25 horsepower.
She has all of the specs handy.
With a rotating head and high-speed internet access.
Quite an impressive piece of machinery. Can you demonstrate?
Now, like, look, if I'm a guy buying a porn, I want to jerk off. This is now we're into like 4 minutes of just courtroom bullshit. Just fucking stick the dildo in your twat.
Demonstrative force.
Sometimes it's just, it's too much story.
Demonstrative force, please.
Objection, Your Honor. This is not a peep show.
$10 says the judge allows it.
I'll allow it.
Of course you will.
This is Collins, if you please.
Right. He's ripping open the Exhibit A bag.
Yeah,
Your
Honor?
Yes, please.
Right. Asking the judge if it's okay that she pull down her dress and stick the dildo in her coont. Not a lot of good audio there. It's just her...
Your Honor, my pussy's dry. Do you have any lube?
Yes, sure. Here you go.
He has some right on his desk. Bench or whatever. All right, let's listen to the closing arguments from the prosecution. Yes.
Vaginal. Transplant surgery. Sounds easy.
Disgraceful.
But what message does it send, Your Honor? To allow this operation would be greatly irresponsible. It would promote female promiscuity and such types of self-abusive masturbatory indulgences as Mrs. Collins pursues. No. After all, why would someone take care of their own twat when they can simply go out and get another?
That's very true. Good point. Unfortunately, the clip pretty much ends right after that, but we do get to see that she is wheeled into the hospital and she does get her vagina, so apparently the judge saw things her way. Now, the next clip I have, and this was sent in by DV listener Ron. Ron sent in a great porno blooper. This is some bitch who is high or drunk or both off of her ass. And she was hired to ride the Sibian. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this sex toy. It's a very large apparatus that women straddle and use to get off. Now, all this girl has to do, they're just working on the introduction right now. The girl just has to say her name, say, I've never ridden a Sibian before, but I'm going to today. It's going to be fucking hot and I'm going to squirt. That, you know, something like that. But she can't get it out. She can't form words. She doesn't even know her name in some of these takes.
Look, just a little bit closer to the Sibian there.
Yeah.
There we go.
Sibian.
Yeah,
Sibian. You love that word, don't you?
Yeah.
It's a cool word.
Say something like, hey, everybody, my name's Claire. I really like toys, but I've never ridden a Sibian before. Look at this thing, or something like that.
All right, so again, all she has to really say is her name and that she enjoys toys, and she's going to ride the Sibian.
And go.
All right. Action. And nothing.
Can you see me now?
Huh?
She just said, can you see me now?
Can you see me now?
Huh?
Am I on now?
Yes, you're on. Ready?
There we go. Take two.
And go.
Hi.
We got high out.
I love the Sibian.
Not quite it.
Hi, my name is Claire. This is Sibian. Not ever ridden it before, but it's the greatest thing I ever did live.
All right. See what I mean? She can't form words, and she's bunching all of them together.
Hi, my name is Claire. This is Sibian.
Hi, my name is Claire. This is Sibian. I've never ridden it, but it's the best thing in the world.
What?
Not ever ridden it before, but it's the greatest thing I ever did live.
What was the greatest thing I ever what?
Greatest thing I ever did live.
I ever did.
Hi, my name is Claire, and this is a Sibian.
Try that.
Let's just start with that.
Okay. Yeah. And my name is Claire.
All right. So now it's just down to, my name is Claire. This is the Sibian. That's it. That's all she has to say.
I forget that.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
The first thing.
What is up with the freaking Sibian anyways? I'm a Sibian?
No. You're Claire.
You are Claire.
Okay, you said it wrong, man. Wanna watch?
Yeah. Okay.
Wanna watch?
Yes.
Of course, but...
Of course we do. But yeah, okay.
Well, I'll never get that now. Wait, hang on.
Okay.
Is this a Sibian?
Yes.
Yes, the thing next to you is the Sibian. You are Claire.
And what else goes with it? Sibium.
Yes.
No, she just said Sibium.
Sibium.
Yes.
No.
All
right.
Okay. Ready?
No.
Let's go to a different one. Hey, sexy, tell everybody your name.
All right. She can't even answer questions when they're directed at her.
that didn't work well.
No.
So just listen to him, just answer his question.
Yeah, right?
I do enjoy that she acknowledges, like, yeah, this isn't working out. I can't answer that.
That didn't work well.
Why are you asking me such hard questions?
That didn't work well.
No.
So just listen to him, just answer his question.
Yeah, right?
Your name is Claire.
It's Claire, sorry.
Maybe we could have, like, her just stomp on the ground. One stomp for yes, two for no. Is your name Sibian? Is your name Claire? Alright. That's pretty much the entire... I mean, it goes on for a little bit longer. Like, they're trying to get her to show her ass, and she can't figure it out. She's climbing up on tables and shit. She's a fucking mess. Last clip I wanted to play for you today comes from Nard, host of the Bear Podcast. I don't know if he's still doing that show or not. Nard, get a hold of me if you are. I will put a link on the show notes to your website. Bear, of course, being a hairy gay man. And so Nard always sends me some good gay porn. This one comes from XTube. Here's a very verbal gooner who has made a video for some guy that he wants to come visit him and fuck him silly.
Mark, man, I can't wait to put my fucking dick in your ass. Ooh. Yeah. You come to Portland, I'm gonna loosen that hole up. I'm gonna slide my balls in your asshole. Then my dick.
The only problem with this, Gooner, is he's so shy. I wish he'd loosen up.
I'm gonna fill you up with my piss. Then I'm gonna fuck you until I come and come again.
Wow, balls in the ass, pissing in his asshole.
Man.
This guy's into everything. There's no scatter blood play. Come on.
Can't fucking wait. I'm gonna fuck you so hard. Oh my god, yeah. I'm gonna fill you up. You have no idea. Play with your hole.
Okay.
Make it nice and loose. I'm gonna slide everything in.
Yeah, I guess if you're gonna be sliding balls into an asshole, you need to loosen that shit up.
Can't wait.
Most guys like tight, you know, tight stuff. Like, you strangle my cock, you milk it. But no, this guy wants it all loosey-goosey for his balls.
Can't wait till I feel your hole fucking clamp down around my dick and balls. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Oh, yeah.
Go get him, Tiger. I mean, isn't technology great? Do you remember those old 1990s ads from AT&T, the, showcasing the future, the "you will"? And the company that'll bring it to you is AT&T. And there was one of the commercials where a woman was using a payphone, a video payphone, to tuck her baby in, right? And I don't think AT&T had this in mind with that technology.
I'm gonna fuck you so hard. Yeah. I'm gonna fuck you so hard you'll come. You know that? I'm gonna be able to make you come with my dick in your ass.
I wonder if when people invent or come up with new technology, they ask themselves, how is the porn industry going to utilize this? Because if you get the porn industry on board, you've got a successful product. There's that, I don't know if this is true or not, but there's the story that back in the 80s, or late 70s, early 80s, whatever, when VHS came out and also Betamax came out, remember the two competing video cassette technologies? The reason why VHS succeeded is because the porn industry got behind that format and started releasing all of their, you know, porn tapes on VHS, and they abandoned Betamax, and that's one of the reasons why VHS was successful in Betamax, even though technologically I think it was a better format, failed. So there's a little lesson for you. Turn to porn. Always look to porn. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I'm fucked up news right now. See, this program is educational and disgusting. If you are not yet a Sideshow member, sign up right now. It is Distorted View's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do bonus content. I do exclusive shows, extended programs. Occasionally, I'll post a video. Corey does a great program called Butt Fudge Sunday every Sunday. If you want all of these goodies and more, help support the program. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. For a limited time, lifetime memberships are
available. Just email me if you are already a Sideshow member. But if you are not, you can sign up for a lifetime membership right on the website over there at superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. First up, TV listener Casey emailed me this story. This comes from Wisconsin. Two Amish brothers are facing a string of sexual assault charges, including committing incest and engaging in bestiality. The Grant County Sheriff said it's one of the strangest and most disturbing cases he has seen. It's not that bad. Obviously not a listener of Distorted View. Authorities issued two criminal complaints on Tuesday for the men. Christian G. Stolzfus, age 19, and Danny G. Stolzfus, 18. They were the subject of a three-month investigation by the Grant County Sheriff's Department and the county's Department of Social Services. The men faced charges involving at least six different family members. Ooh, that's considered serial incest, I believe. I like my incest because Granny has a bald pussy. All her hair fell out. I like my incest because it stays crunchy in milk. It's a different kind of cereal. I'm a retard. All right, yes, the men face charges involving at least six different family members and multiple animals. But humans weren't enough? Six different family members, and it could not quench your sexual appetite. Fucking Amish. You need to hook up with those sex deviants. Christian Stolz is charged with repeated sexual assault of a child. Ooh. Four counts of first-degree sexual assault of a child under the age of 13 without great bodily harm. All right, you fucked him hard, but not so hard that he bled. That's very respectful of you. Banging a preteen. Two counts of incest, exposing genitals or pubic areas, and two counts of sexual gratification with an animal. Authorities said they believe the incidents occurred during a four-year period. Danny Stolzfus is charged with two counts of incest and sexual gratification with an animal. Authorities said that they believe the incidents occurred over a three-year period. Investigators... So this Christian kid brought Danny on board after a year. Sheriff Keith Grovier said that the animals allegedly involved were a cow and a horse. Two of the sexiest type of animals, so I can totally understand where these kids came from. The two men have not yet been arrested. Instead, the Grant County Sheriff's Department said they will be summoned to court to face the charges against them. If convicted of the charges, Christian faces more than 400 years in prison. Danny faces nearly 90 years. So, lucky you, Danny. No court date has been set yet. So stick with Distorted View. I probably will never mention this story again. Second one we have for you today. Oh, this is great. It involves herpes and a four-year-old. The story comes from Atlanta. A four-year-old child may have a sexually transmitted disease because of a used condom he found in an Atlanta hotel room. He didn't just find the condom. He ate it. Carmen Jones said he is hurting inside, not knowing what sexually transmitted diseases her grandson may have. The doctors at Scottish Rite said if it was some sort of herpes, it would last 7 to 10 days, and sure enough, about 10 days later, he started getting better. But then the blisters reappeared. That's the beauty of herpes. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Someone needs some Valtrax, write a prescription ASAP. All right, Jones said she, her grandson, and other family members stayed at the Wyndham Garden Hotel in downtown Atlanta on July 31st. When they got up the next morning, her grandson found a used condom in their bed. And a sore ass. What? I ran out of the bathroom and my grandson had a condom in his mouth. This is what mommy does with it. His tongue was in the condom. Oh, and he was trying to blow it up. I immediately took it out of his mouth and he thought it was a balloon, that he was blowing up a balloon. Now, what's great about this is the local television news has started covering the story. Let's see how they're handling it.
Jones says she, her grandson, and other family members stayed at the Wyndham Hotel in downtown Atlanta on July 31st.
Uh-huh.
When they got up the next morning, her grandson found a used condom in their bed.
I ran out the bathroom and my grandson had a condom in his mouth. I mean, his tongue was in the condom, and, you know, he was trying to blow it up.
And to add even more worry and fear to Jones.
No. I still had, you know, what appeared to be semen in the condom, and I wanted to take the condom and to have it tested.
But Jones says the manager at the Wyndham would not let her take the condom. She says after 24 hours, her son started throwing up. He developed a fever and started showing signs of a possible STD.
Still like little white blisters all on the It was on the top of his mouth, on his tongue, inside the mouth, inside the lip, the bottom lip.
Teach your children not to tongue out cum from the inside of condoms. It's a very important lesson.
It was all over.
So we went to the Wyndham Hotel with our tough questions, only to find out that the Wyndham no longer owns the building. Georgia State University bought it and turned it into student dorms.
All right, you get the idea there. No word yet on if the boy actually does have herpes or not. Or, honestly, who knows what else he might have. All right, sleep tight, family. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Iowa. A Perry chiropractor is charged with assault after a patient reported him to police. Oh, Christ, what did he do? Police said Dan Douglas... Well, this is Distorted View, so I'll give you three guesses. Something sexual in nature. Police said Dan Duffy was charged after the complaint was filed in Dallas County in January. He was charged with simple misdemeanor assault on August 10th. According to the complaint, a woman being examined for a back injury was lying on her stomach when Duffy pulled up her shirt to expose her lower back. All right, so far so good. According to the woman's statement, Duffy began massaging her lower right back and ass area. Sometime during the exam, Duffy left the room. He then returned and stood on the left side of the table. The woman told authorities that at that point, she heard Duffy unzip his pants. See, he should have unzipped when he was out of the room, because unzipping makes too much noise. It's too suspicious. All right. Yeah, she heard Duffy unzip his pants and then heard what she described as masturbating. And for those of you who don't know what that sounds like, it's like this. All right. The woman said after the exam, her mother took her to police. Police swabbed her lower back for evidence. Oh, did he come on her too? The State Division of Criminal Investigation Lab confirmed that sperm from the lower back swabs on the woman matched Duffy's DNA profile. Duffy declined to comment on camera on the advice of his attorney, but said he's worried about his two young children and his family's future in Iowa. Well, that's why you don't jerk off on your patient's back. Duffy has been a quack running his practice out of Perry Strip Mall for 12 years. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. This is just a message that goes out to your freaks. I just wanted to thank all the people that have been calling into the voicemail because they actually can kind of enjoy them now. A couple months ago, it was just we couldn't go through a day of voicemails without everyone being a total train wreck, shitbox. Just, you know, loud talkers, quiet talkers.
Yeah, well,
people that made no sense.
You always have that.
People that play music and rickroll every other day. And
yes, the voicemails have improved.
Hey, what, man? This is Glenn Miller of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. I'll be playing up in Lake Placid, It's big band music.
Yes, Glenn Miller.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roy this calling in.
Hi,
I have seen Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, and it is an awesome movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love Scott's roommate character. I like to imagine that Joey's a lot like that character.
I don't know what you're talking about. I might have to see that.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Member Spider. I'm with him.
Spider, yes.
Civil Distress. Please, do not call in unless you have asked
Freaky
yourself.
Freaky blood play spider.
Question. Does anyone care what I'm going to say? If the answer is yes, please re-ask yourself that question.
All right. All right. Thank you, Spider.
Timmy Boo, Jimothy Henson. This is the Blind Community of America.
Uh-huh.
And you were not very nice on your August 18th show.
Why?
But I love the show. It's great. Keep it up. And from your blind fans, we love you.
A lot of blind people started listening to Distorted View back when I was doing that 1-800 that 1-800 service, because for some reason there was a lot of blind people on there. It was weird.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas.
Blind people
I've been playing
are my,
Robot Unicorn Attack, and I think I'm really...
Blind people are my peeps.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt
yes.
in Kansas. I've been playing Robot Unicorn Attack, and I think I'm really good at it.
Okay.
Because I can get like 60,000 points.
Oh, that's a good score.
And I just checked like the high scores, and these kids are getting like millions
I know.
Of points.
I think my highest score, I published my high score on my Facebook thing because I was proud of it, but I think I was only at like 47,000 or something.
You're the only person I know that plays it, so like, am I doing something wrong?
No, you're actually doing better than me. 60,000, that's impressive.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roivis.
Again?
I think my friend called you. Should be the message right before mine. He just threw this huge bitch fit because I got paid more money than he did, and all I had to do was like, model my magnificent cock.
Which is too small for the guy.
Shut up, you. Anyway, he threw this horrible bitch fit and said he had to go put boots on just so he could kick me. Anyway, Jagu.
All right, there's something going on there today. I don't know what's going on with Roy.
Hi, Tim.
Sir Roybus.
I, Justin, I am Sir Roybus' best friend.
Oh, here it is.
He just came over to my apartment today, and he told me that his very first time prostituting, he got more money than I got to have. And he had less sex than I did today. I had to fuck someone in the ass. And he just fucking masturbated and got paid $300. So
$300 to masturbate? That's not bad.
Anyway,
that's nothing to be ashamed about.
Timothy, somebody's pulling in the water. Oh, Henson, what the hell is up, sir? This is Zach from Florida. And if anybody else knows what movie that's from, then ha ha ha, you deserve to kill yourself more than I do, because I can't get away from the devil mouth. I'm in fucking Florida. But no, that's not why I called, sir. Actually, I thought of that line when you were playing this past Fantastic Tuesday, when the guy was checking out his sister's water hole. Oh, it makes sense now.
No, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Let's move on.
Timothy Bristol Stool Chart.
Really?
Proud black woman Danielita from Texas.
Oh, Dan from Texas. Okay.
Hey, man. I always wondered. Do you ever use the public bathroom?
When I have to.
I've got a fear of them. Mainly because each and every
You know, when you're out drinking, though, it's like you have to. Yeah, you have to just. But it's okay, because if you're buzzed, then it doesn't. It's not as bad, but. I don't like using public restrooms. I don't think anyone really does.
Timmy Boo, Sideshow Freak Colin from Vancouver here. Just calling in because, you know, I've been listening to every show this month, and you've mentioned it at least 4 or 5 times a week, but it has not crossed my mind until just now to call in and say happy birthday.
Oh, so, wow. Thank you.
Damn, happy birthday to you, Rue McClanahan. Yeah, she's a DV listener, right?
Well, she's dead.
Yep.
She's a dead DV listener. All right, thank you for the birthday wishes, and thank you for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, he's in. Oh, God.
I suffer from a condition called vaginal relaxation. Loose pussy? Yes.
Subscribe via iTunes, spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. If you are Sideshow Freaks, I have a program for you tomorrow. Otherwise, I will be back to end the week with the Friday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Fuck! Just like John Bon Jovi did, I'm rocking the suburbs. Except that he was talented. I'm rocking the suburbs. I take the checks and face the facts. It's a producer with computers, fixes all the shit he drives these days. Yeah, yeah, I'm rocking the suburbs. My name is Tim Henson, the new face of genital herpes.